Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Almon. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Heath. Batting third. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Smith. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Kearney moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Kearney moves to third. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kearney scores. Phillips moves to third. Almon moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Almon scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burrows is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harbeck moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kearney takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Almon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lopez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kearney is hit by the pitch. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kearney moves to third. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almon hits a fly ball for a double play. Kearney tags and scores. It's 4 to nothing, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Ward reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burrows hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Viola Lopez moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford is walked intentionally. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Dave Engel pinch hits for Ray Smith. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Keith Atherton now pitching. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Castano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Laudner now catching. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kearney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Lysander now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lysander fires over to first and Harbeck drops the ball. That's an error on Harbeck. Davis moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Filson now pitching. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burrows hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-4 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lopez moves to second. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Brunansky moves to third. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.